The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Yes, hello. Welcome back to the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast. We're almost at the semi-finals, less than 48 hours away from the last four over in Brazil. It's host nation Brazil taking on Germany in one side of the draw, and on the other side we have Argentina playing Holland. Four massive nations in the semi-finals. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me to look ahead to the action and have a brief look at the outright betting as well is Mr. Lee Phelps, hot from Brazil. How are you, Lee?
I'm all right, are you?
Yeah.
Good to be back.
Is it really good to be back?
Yeah, it's very good to be back, yeah.
Is it not... Was it the trip of a lifetime that people presume it would be?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Yeah. It was very busy working and stuff. I didn't really have much time to kind of sit back and holiday, if you like, and sit on the beach. But it was brilliant. The fans are amazing, mate. The fans just make it.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I only went to one game. So, you know, I wasn't going to games all the time, but I spent a lot of time in fan parks, filming fans and, you know, watching a Brazil match with Brazil fans in like a local market square with a samba band going on is just like, you know, that's a special occasion.
Yeah.
So it was very, very good. Very strange place, but very interesting place.
Yeah.
It's good.
It sounds better than when I watched Brazil. I watched it in a pub in Leeds with Dave Kellner. So.
Yeah. I've probably got one over on you then, in that case.
Yes.
Watching a game anywhere with Dave Kellner wouldn't be great, I don't think. So.
No. Fair enough. We're going to look ahead to the semi-finals. Before we get stuck into some of the outright markets, Lee, because there's plenty on the site, of course. We've got four absolutely huge nations in the semi-finals. It's panned out quite well in that respect. Argentina and Brazil, obviously both of them South American, and it'd be the dream final if they were to meet. Germany and Holland, two European giants. And I've got a little bit of a stat here as well. Since the turn of the war, Brazil, Germany, Argentina and Holland have reached 20 finals between them and lifted the cup on 10 occasions. So these are real big boys when it comes to the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, and you're right. I think, you know, you want the best teams in the last four, don't you? Because then you should have the best chance of great games. The tournament's petering out a little bit, isn't it, to be fair?
It's in kind terms of goals.
Yeah, in terms of... I mean, and sometimes in terms of quality, I thought some of the 1pm kickoffs were left a bit to be desired. But it is very, very hot there. You know, they don't play 1pm kickoffs in normal Brazilian league football because it's too hot. So I can kind of understand why. I wonder if some of those early games as well, you know, now these teams who've been here have played three group games, have played a round of 16, a quarter final. Are they starting to run on empty a little bit as well? You know, Germany have had a really tough run, you know, of kickoffs and where they've played. You know, they don't have much time to replenish themselves and they'll have picked up knocks as they go through. So I just wonder if they're starting to run out of steam a little bit. Because the early games bear no resemblance to the games that we're getting now in terms of the way they were being played. It was all out attack, wasn't it? Now it's a lot cagier, I think.
Well, but the stakes are higher now, aren't they? That's
a lot of tension. But the tension's fantastic, isn't it? So
yeah, they've all been to extra time at some point as well, so that adds to the stress on the legs, I suppose. And just looking at the outright betting, we have 5-2 co-favourites of three with Argentina, Brazil, and Germany. All joint favourite or co-favourites to win the tournament. Holland 100-30, the outsiders. Who do you fancy to go on and win it, Nally?
Well, I've always said Argentina from before the start of the tournament, so I don't really see why I should change now. You know, they're in there with just as good a shout as anyone, and they've got the best player in the world. So, you know, I think you can make an argument for everyone winning it and you can make an argument for everyone losing it, can't you? Quite easily. So I'm going to stick with Argentina. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see Brazil win it, and I never would have been surprised. I don't think they're that good. And now they're missing the best player and the captain for the semi-final. That's got to be a problem. But by hook or by crook, I think they'll be in the final against Argentina. It seems like it's just made to be a Brazil-Argentina final, especially having been there. Again, I'm not suggesting that anyone bases the betting on just a feeling or having been there, but, I mean, it's like it's meant to be.
Mm.
There's so many Argentinians there. Obviously, Brazil's gone absolutely doolally over this thing. They've got to get past Germany first, so Brazil, which is not going to be an easy thing to do, I don't think.
No.
But, yeah, I'll stick with Argentina on the outright. So I just think that... If you think, look at Holland's performances, They obviously that first game was brilliant, 5-1 against Spain. They were pretty ordinary against Australia, I thought. Lucky to get away with that. They could have gone down there, I think. Beat Chile 2-0. That was, you know, good result. The 2-1 win over Mexico, for a large parts of that game, they were disappointing. Came out and pulled it out in the end. 0-0 against Costa Rica. I know no one beat Costa Rica, but they should be doing better than that. Obviously, the Tim Krul penalty thing was weird, yeah, but amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think they haven't got any better from the very first game. That first game was such a big one. And I wonder if they're starting to run out of steam a little bit. And as for Germany, similar way, I think. You know, the first game was magnificent. Beat Portugal 4-0, 2-2 draw against Ghana, who looked ordinary at times. Only beat the USA by a goal to nil. 0-0 with Algeria, and obviously beat them in extra time. And then the 1-0 win over France. I just wonder if it'll just start to catch up with them a little bit. My issue with Brazil, obviously, with those two players missing, is that where do they improve? That they haven't looked great as it is.
No.
What I think, having spoken to a lot of Brazilian journalists and a lot of local Brazil football fans out there, I think in England we think of them as being this team from the 1970s where they just pass it around at will and they destroy teams. They're not like that anymore. What they do is they try and win games on moments. They're happy to have two or three moments in a game where they may, well, they'll score or something will happen, maybe get a penalty, and the rest of the time they'll just kick you and break up the game. We've seen it. 31 fouls versus Colombia. Yeah. You know, even in the Confederations Cup final last year against Spain, when they beat Spain out of sight, they kicked them to bits. You know, I think 25 fouls in that game as well. So, you know, they kick and kick and kick. Nothing bad, just niggles. When they lose the ball, they kick you and then they regroup. It's not like they don't use their energy to get back. So I expect to see the same thing against Germany. And while the referees aren't punishing them, I mean, they kicked Rodriguez to bits, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, how did Fernandinho not get booked?
Well, yeah, I mean, did they bring it on themselves? I mean, the challenge on Neymar was well, obviously terrible. It's broke his back, so it's quite bad. But I suppose a few people have said, well, the victims of their own circumstances.
Definitely. So. In the previous game, you know, against Chile, they did the same thing.
Yeah.
And Neymar got a bit of a kick in then as well. You know, it's like live by the sword, die by the sword, really, yeah, for Brazil. I think the same. I don't see why they'll change. The worry about Neymar not being there, I don't think is that bigger thing to worry about because of this. The way that Scolari set them up and the way that Argentina have been set up as well, incidentally, is to be built around Messi and Neymar.
Yes.
Now, because of that, when you speak to some of the Brazilian journalists, what they say is that the reason Fred hasn't been so good or Hulk hasn't been so good is because they've purposefully sat back. They've withdrawn themselves almost to become more team players than be the player. Now, what they're expecting now is that with Neymar not there, Fred will step up. Hulk may step up. So yeah. I wonder if it'll just give them a bit more focus. Rather than it being all around Neymar, and if Neymar's being kicked out of the game, they've got no focus. Now, will they have more of a focus? Will they go a bit more, you know, solid and look like more of a solid team? Obviously, missing the captain's a big deal as well.
He's probably the best defender in the world at the moment as well. So that's massive. I think that's...
I mean, Dante is decent as well, to be fair, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. In a bizarre kind of way, I think that's more of an effect than Neymar being out because they've obviously got the hype behind Neymar, and that's kind of taken away a little bit. Neymar said, win it for me kind of thing, and they're saying, oh, we're going to win it for Neymar. So it brings the squad together.
Yeah.
And I think it'll make them a more balanced side, bizarrely enough, because they won't just be challenging it to Neymar. I mean, it's quite easy to surround Neymar with two or three players and try and stifle Brazil. Whereas now, if you've got Hulk flying down one side, you've got Fred through the middle, you've got other players that can run at you, I think it makes them, in a bizarre way, a trickier side to defend against.
Yeah, probably. But they do need some players to stand up. I mean, Oscar's been great in terms of his tackling, but he needs to stand up in terms of going forward. I think Willian is another one. If he comes in, he needs to, you know, step up and take the game by the scruff of the neck. I just wonder how the Germans will react to all this kicking and how the referee will react. Will the pressure, will the publicity about this fouling from Brazil then create more bookings in this game? Because it's remarkable how few bookings they get for the amount of fouls. You know, what happened to that totting up idea where you keep kicking someone? I'd have loved this kind of football.
I'd
just kick people to death. Just niggle them all the way through a match.
So do you think that semi-final comes down to the fact of who's harder, Brazil or Germany?
Keeps the discipline? Who keeps the head? Because I think, you know, if Germany kick out, they're more likely to have someone carded and sent off than Brazil are.
Mm.
I mean, Neuer's been brilliant as a sweeper keeper, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets himself into trouble at some point. Maybe that might be another thing to look at. Look, I think Brazil could win this in 90 minutes, but I think the longer it goes, I'd maybe be with Germany. If it goes all the way to extra time and penalties, then you might have to look at Germany because, you know, Brazil are an emotional wreck, aren't they? Germany are never an emotional wreck. They're always straight down the line. So I think if you're looking for a 90-minute result, I think Brazil might edge it somehow. I think people will still be complaining about referees' performances after it. And I think the same for Argentina as well. I just think that they'll find a way of getting through it. Like, Di Maria's out of the semi-final, but obviously Messi is still there, still going for that golden boot, and the player of the tournament, still the best player in the world, and maybe gone off the boil a tad in the last couple of games from his high standards, but, you know, still set a goal up for Di Maria, didn't he, and still had a chance of scoring right at the end of the game.
It still goes through him, even if he's a bit quiet. The big moments still go through Messi.
Definitely, so. And he could have made it 2-0 against Belgium, couldn't he, and probably should have done. I'll still go with a Brazil-Argentina final, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a Germany-Holland final. But I have to go with that, because that's what I've gone with all the time.
Yeah. If there were one team that I wanted to take on here, it would be Holland. I know Costa Rica have been difficult to beat, but I was nowhere near impressed with Holland in that semi-final. They got through in penalties, which is a bit of a lottery at the end of the day anyway. And they're the only team in the quarter-finals that are now playing in the semis that had extra time. And they were the last team to play, so it's got to take an effect.
Surely,
it must do,
and so. it must have an effect at some point on the European teams. I mean, we said this all along that it would have an. You know, remember that no European teams won the tournament in South America. Yeah. I know there are reasons for that, but it has to have an effect at some point. The German games, when you look at the kickoffs and where they've played, that surely has to have some sort of effect eventually. The longer these games go on, and like you said, they've had that extra time against Algeria. The game against France wasn't too difficult for them, I guess. But again, it was played in really warm conditions. The one bet that I spotted at this stage, when you've got a player like Rodriguez who's on six and he's back in the clubhouse, if you like, on six goals. Messi's on four, so you know you need the way these games have been going. They're not been high scoring, and you can't see them being high scoring. So if you kind of think, well, he's a decent bet. He's 4-6, isn't he? I think to be top scorer now. Rodriguez to be top scorer in Argentina to win the World Cup is 5-1.
Yeah.
Which I quite like. You know, Argentina are in 9-2 to start off the World Cup. Now you know, to win the World Cup. So now you're getting 5-1 about them and the guy who's got a 2-goal start at the minute. So yeah. I quite like that as a bet at this moment in time.
Yeah. I mean, what price is Messi in Argentina? 6-1. So you could split your stakes on those two.
Yeah.
If you think Argentina are going to win, those are the most likely outcomes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look like. I mean, he'd need to get 3 goals in the last 2 games if he gets through Messi. Yeah, I mean, get 2, obviously, you're splitting your stakes, so, yeah, I'm not sure. The way it's gone, I quite fancy him at 3-1 because of the price, but then you think, well, he might not get past this game. Even if he does it, it could be very, very cagey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just not, the price is about right, I think, isn't it?
It is.
3-1. Give me any more than that and I'd back him, but it's just about right, I think.
Yeah.
I might just back him in the games, just to score in the games.
Yeah. Well, you're probably going to get somewhere near even money for him to score and Argentina to win.
Yeah.
So you could just play it that way, I suppose, because Argentina will need to win for him to have any chance, really. So that's those markets. An interesting market, which includes Messi quite heavily as well, is player of the tournament. Messi is the favourite for that, 7-4 at the moment. Ian Robben, 7-2. James Rodriguez is 4-1. David Luiz, 11-2. Thomas Muller, 10s. Manuel Neuer is 16-1. Neymar, 25s. And so is Robin Van Persie. And then it's 33-1 or bigger prices. The rest, if Argentina win the World Cup, Leo Messi will win player of the tournament.
Yeah.
So 7-4, it's about right. Again, it's a fair enough price. Yeah. I can't see Robben winning it.
No, I can't either. I don't think he's likeable enough, is he?
No.
He hasn't really done that much. I mean, if Holland were to win it, I don't know who would win it. You know, there's no one. I mean, he has been the standout player for them, but he's not likeable enough. He doesn't do enough in a game for me to be the best player in the tournament. I think, what about Brazil? I mean, if Brazil were to win it, who's going to win it? Because Neymar can't win it now, really. He hasn't done enough. I mean, I tell you, I know you poo-pooed this out in the office, but David Luiz has scored 2 goals.
Didn't completely write it off.
And you know, if they get through and he's the guy who holds the defence together.
Without Thiago Silva now, he could very much be the marshal now, couldn't he?
Yeah.
As well as that wonderful free kick.
Yeah.
And
he scored before. He's already scored another goal, hasn't he? He scored two goals now.
And he's one of those players that is unbelievably passionate about his country.
And they love him. And he's such a nice guy. One thing that comes out in Brazil is how much of it... He is Mr. Nice Guy in Brazil. He's always the guy pictured signing autographs to the kids. He's always the guy who's, like, you know, having his, doing the selfies with fans, and he waits longer than anyone else. He's always having jokes with the media. He's the guy. He's one of the guys in that team who they all look up to. He's a bit of a joker here, isn't he? You know, in a way, he's almost seen as a joke when he was at Chelsea. Never seen as a kind of player. In Brazil, he's like... He's like right up there, top of the tree. Not what we think he is at all. So I think 11. I mean, it was a much bigger price before he scored that free kick, wasn't he? But so it's a bit like going to the missing the wedding and going to the funeral, taking 11-2. But at this juncture, if you haven't had a bet, I think he might be. And you think Brazil are going to win the World Cup? He might be the man.
Hmm. It's basically who you think will win the World Cup and who you think will star for them, isn't it, in a way? I mean, if Germany win, Thomas Muller's goals have pretty much got them through. He's 10-1. But Neuer's been the headline maker with his unbelievable sweeper keeper antics. He's 16-1. Julio Cesar, the Brazil keeper, if he has an absolute world.
Yeah, I mean, he saved those penalties, didn't he? Yeah. And, you know, maybe. You can see, I mean, he's obviously got that kind of... he's got that stature in the game. I mean, I think you have to win it, don't you? I mean, I think that's fair. You have to be in the final at the very least. Yeah. So I think you can, as good as James Rodriguez has been, I think we can... we can dismiss his chance. I'm just looking back at, like, you know, 2010. Actually, I say you have to win it. In 2010, Diego Forlan won it, didn't he? He won the Golden Ball.
Mm.
So, I mean, you don't have to win it. Diego Forlan won it that year. Zidane won it in 2006 in Germany. Oliver Kahn won it in 2002. Ronaldo won it in 1998. Fat Ronaldo. Romario.
Don't call him that. I hate when people call him that.
Everyone calls him that.
Il Fenomeno. Brazilian Ronaldo. Anything. Just not Fat Ronaldo.
Scalacci in 1990. Maradona in 86. So, I mean, that Diego Forlan one did kind of upset the usual. It was Forlan won it. Schneider was second. He got the silver ball, and the bronze ball went to David Villa, and obviously Spain won the World Cup. So maybe Rodriguez could. What price is Rodriguez?
Rodriguez is 4-1.
But to not even get... I mean,
he's not even in the semis now, is he?
Surely not. You have to get to the semis, don't you?
Yeah.
Although he has been the player of the tournament.
Yeah. But somebody's going to shine more in the semis than the final, shortly. Well, I'd say shortly.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'll go David Luiz, even though I'm putting up Argentina to win it. I'll go David Luiz to... I think a Brazilian player could still get the... I think Brazil could still win the tournament, but somehow I think even without even playing that well, they'll win the tournament somehow. Yeah. But I'm sticking with my bet of Argentina.
Okay. With the finalists, name the finalist markets, we haven't really touched on that too much. We've said who we think will get through, but just to put some prices on it, Argentina-Germany final is 2-1. Brazil-Argentina final, the one that everybody wants to see, I think, 9-4. Germany-Holland 11-4, and Brazil-Holland 3-1. Do you go with the Brazil, Argentina?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll stick with that.
Just because you want it to happen, yeah?
Just because I think it will. I think somehow it will.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there'll be any dodginess going on, but I just think that will happen. Somehow it's almost like it's meant to be.
The reason I ask, Lee,
yes,
is do you think both teams would get through in 90 minutes?
That's a tricky one, isn't it? That is a tricky question.
Because obviously in that market you've got the added insurance of penalties or extra time. But if you just back the two sides to win the semi-finals, Brazil at 7-4 and Argentina at 7-5, then you get 5.61 about a bet that's 9-4 if you think it's going to go in the 90 minutes. Is it worth the risk?
Is it? I don't know, actually. I could see one of them going to extra time, I think. Because they are four very equally matched sides, aren't they? You know, in terms of quality, in terms of match winners, in terms of how much time they've spent on the pitch already. I do think Argentina and Brazil would have the edge in stamina for all the reasons that we mentioned before. But I don't know if that means that they will definitely be doing that. I think the Brazil-Germany game will be finished in 90 minutes. I'm just not sure about the Argentina-Holland game. So I don't think I would trust it. I think I'd just stick with a 9-4 on naming the finalists and then kick myself if you're still getting paid out, aren't you? I mean, I know you're losing, like, you know, quite a bit there, on, you know, over 5-1, but you're still getting paid out if it happens.
You don't have to worry either. If you come to the 85th minute and it's 0-0, yeah, you're not going, oh no.
No.
You're thinking, well, I might still
you
get
you can always have a little bit on that anyway, couldn't you? Yeah. 80% of your stake on the 9-4 and the 20% on the other one.
Yeah.
Then you get paid out twice.
Beautiful. What would be your best bet ahead of the semi-finals?
I'm going to go with that Rodriguez to be the top scorer, Argentina to win the World Cup bet, 5-1.
Yeah. Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Lee. Should be a fantastic set of semi-finals, and we'll look forward to looking ahead to them tomorrow on the next edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.